Roaring tone, pick up your phone.
Roaring tone, pick up your phone.
Roaring tone, pick up the phone.
Roaring tone, pick up your phone.
Roaring tone, pick up the phone.
Ting, 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 beep, 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 boop.
Pick up your telephone because you hear your ringtone.
I am the most powerful microphoner.
Shut up. No, you're not.
I got a microboner.
That just
that came out a lot worse than I thought. Yeah. Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 49. Surprise poodcast.
Woo!
Got Wingman Terry, of course.
Woo!
Doing his woos. Gotta get him out. Got Whitey again, of course.
Woo!
That's why they call me Whitey.
And we got a returning champion, Alex.
Gay.
Woo!
Back Gay. From the dead. Dead computer, that is. Who saw that coming? Who saw that coming?
I didn't even know.
I was thinking it, but he said it.
I was checking it one way, and I was like, what?
And then I swung it back.
And then he's like, listen, because... about to blow your fucking mind.
Wait for it. Just hold on.
And then it came in. He was like, whoa!
Bam! My
dick is rock hard.
So real quick, Alex, why don't you explain to everybody what happened to you for like the last week?
All right. So it started off with the computer having this overheat issue whenever we try to play something. And then Dwayne and I figured out it's my heatsink for the processor.
Originally, we thought it was the video card.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't the video card. So we're like, oh, that should be easy to replace. So we get a new heatsink. And then when I pull the heatsink out, it pulls the shit out of the processor, too.
Okay. That is a really weird pause, bro.
I thought something happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, he's gone.
Oh, no. I had to quick something on the Diablo thing.
Can't talk while you move.
One process at a time, Terry. Single core brain.
Hey, it's my story. You play the game or what?
All right, go. Continue.
It bent the pins, so then I needed another processor, and I had to wait another week to order it since it's kind of expensive. Back now.
But you're back now with better than ever temperatures.
Mm-hmm. That shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It idles at like 30 degrees, and then it's like 54 under full load.
Yeah, it's not bad, considering I hit like 88.
I know, it was like 99 degrees last time under full load.
Yeah, not overclocked, not anything. Just that's what. Yeah, how do you like in that new heatsink though?
It was a bitch to put in. I'm not gonna lie, because it's so fucking big.
Oh yeah. But big things are always hard to put in.
Oh, yeah.
But it's doing its job, and I couldn't be happier with it.
It's quiet, too.
Yeah, it is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, happy that you're not fucking dead anymore.
I'm just glad it was the processor that was the problem.
Well,
because I had it. Like, when I ordered the processor, I was like, finally, I'm going to fix this. But I was holding the processor, and I was like, God, I hope this is the problem. I always have my doubts at the last second.
Well, back.
WB.
Yeah, so what I miss.
How to play video games again.
Diablo 3 open beta. Finally out. So you got that to look forward to. You can finally play some big boy bots with us.
Big boy bots?
Because you crashed out at what, like level 6? 7? Somewhere around there?
Like 3.
Okay.
All I saw was the trailer, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, you were on that one level with us.
Because
you died, and then Terry resurrected you. And then you were just stood there because you were already gone.
Because I was looking at the temperature shit. I was like, what the fuck?
She can't take anymore. She's not overheating.
And now we're all almost capped. Terry, I think, is the only one that's not capped right now, but he's like right there.
Yep. Yeah. It's fishnets.
Yeah.
Yay, now you get to power level me.
It's going to take like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it won't take that long. I took Whitey from level 12 to, what, 38?
42.
42 in maybe 25 minutes.
Oh.
It was real easy.
Well, now I got to look into getting Star Wars.
Dark Horse. There's the free weekend going on right now, and then there's the 7-day trial that I can send you.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that very much.
If there's a refer a friend thing, let me know, because I need to remake my character anyways because I'm not happy with it.
Well, so I don't think there's any kind of...
You don't think there is?
No, there's no reward. You can, you know, give them the trial and you'll whatever, but I don't think there's any reward yet.
Ah, well, that's shit.
Yeah.
Well, take the trial and get that going, and I'll make a new character with you because I needed to re-level up anyways.
Wait, that 7-day trial thing, is that like for a new account, or can you just give it to anyone and I'll give them 7 days to play?
I don't know how that works with the whole free weekend thing. Like, I don't know if you need to have like one account that's free weekend and then you can't get the trial or what. I don't know.
See, because I would do the free weekend, and then once that's over, I could get the 7-day trial from you.
Right.
And have a little bit more time to play.
I don't think that's how it would work.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think it's just the 7-day trial.
Just take the
for
7.
Account. Yeah. That should keep me held over till I can buy the game.
Oh, he's getting all robot. It's because you're downloading Diablo, isn't it?
Yep.
Diablo.
Yeah, why don't you pause that because you sound like shit.
I don't know how to pause this.
He actually sounds pretty fine on my end.
No, he sounds like shit on my end. He's getting like quieter and quieter, like he's falling
into
a hole.
All right, how about now?
Nope, it's probably going to take a second for you to warm back up. Or you can leave the call and come back in.
Okay.
Oh, well, let's make it private so he can't come in.
Nope, too late.
Just keep hanging up on him and be like, I don't know what's going on, Alex. Why can't you come back in?
We're all here. I'm here. You.
I know. Before we get too far off of the Shoot Mini Robots thing, I wanted to do a quick shout out to Merge Studios because they saw our videos and they liked it. They sent me a thing, a little tweet that says these guys remind us of themselves. So they liked our videos. So thank you to Merge. I did not think I was gonna like this game as much as I do, and so good job. Keep it up.
Yeah, you played the most out of all of us.
Yeah, I got like 24 hours into it already, and there's no way that it takes that long to get to 50. I've hit 50 twice now. throw out some DLC. Do some of that shit, right?
Hey, whoa.
Need more what? Hats.
Yeah, I need more hats. It's TF2.
You need primary weapons.
Yeah, I need better drops for primary. I haven't seen a box in forever. I got pants once, and I freaked out, and I dropped everything. I stopped shooting everything, and I just went and grabbed it real quick.
Leaves me and Terry to die.
Yeah, and I told you I'd be right back. I couldn't just leave those pants there. I had to make sure I got them. And
I hope they were good pants.
They weren't. They weren't at all. I was very disappointed. But still. We gotta play some more bots after this, or Diablo, whatever you guys want.
I don't have Diablo, so let's bot it up.
Okay.
Well, you need to get Diablo.
Yeah, I know.
Fun game. Completely worth $10. Go buy it now.
So what happened with your like the three that you got for free?
I have no idea. I talked to Aruza because he asked if I wanted Dota 2 for free. Because apparently he got an extra one, and I was like, nah, I'm never going to play it. So just give it to someone else. And I was like, I got three copies of Shoot Mini Robots for free somehow. Do you want them? And do you want one? And he goes, yeah, sure. And apparently Steam just does that every now and then. They're just like, hey, you got this game. Why don't you give it to your friends?
What?
Yeah, it's
Rain
awesome.
The game's on you.
Yeah, so I don't know what the thing is behind it, but I guess Steam... just is super cool like that at times.
So I
bought a four pack of Shoot Mini Robots, and then I bought an extra one for Whitey. So maybe they saw that as like this dude's bought like five things of this game. Should we just give him some so he stops spending his money? And so they gave me three extra copies for free, and I gave one to Jose. He hasn't claimed it yet, and then
he will claim it for another 4 months.
Yeah, when we're all sick of it. He's like, hey, I finally claimed that Shoot Mini Robot.
Man, you
want to play?
Yo, this game?
How long did it take him to play the first Mass Effect?
After we were all done with Mass Effect 3?
It took him 5 years to beat the first Mass Effect.
That is the correct answer. So, yeah, no, then I gave one to Aruza, and now I got another free copy. Still chilling about. So maybe we'll maybe we should give it away or something to one of the fans.
Yep. Caller number 9. Let's go.
All right, we'll just we'll wait for caller number 9 to pop in.
Find a way to break into the Skype chat before they even know what's going on.
I want it. What? Huh? I don't know what it is. You guys are doing free show out, right?
That Yomi.
Look at this Steam right now. What? This game just caught my eye. MacGuffin's Curse.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this?
Sounds like a game.
It's McGruff's cousin.
It's Gruff McGruff?
He's gruffing in another dimension right now.
Robo Gruff.
And his sidekick, Fluffy Tail Jenkins.
Not good.
Beat.
What do we got, McGruff?
So, yeah,
two murders and a burglary.
Miss City stinks, McGruff.
I had a couple of fans say that we should actually try out that Sniper Elite game.
What is that, by the way? I saw that.
Jose is all about it. I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's the sequel to this. I guess the original Sniper Elite was like this amazing sniping game. Like, you know how they made Sniper for Xbox or whatever?
Ghost Warrior Sniper or something?
Yeah,
that game sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. It was supposed to be a spiritual sequel to Sniper Elite or whatever it's called.
Spiritual sequel, I get you.
So this is the sequel to that.
This is the actual sequel.
And it looks way better than the Sniper Ghost Warrior.
That was bullshit. The AI was stupid.
Yeah,
it was smart as shit.
It was too smart. The moment I realized I was done with the game was when I was sneaking through this place and they caught my eye, right? And you're supposed to run and hide somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So they're shooting me and I'm running around and everywhere I go, they're always hitting me. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I get into this bush. Not even a bush.
It's the like, second level,
it's
right?
Taller than me. This is the first level. It's first taller level. Than me. I lie down in it. And some guy runs up to me, stands over my body, and starts shooting me.
Hey, what are you doing here?
You weren't doing it good enough.
You should probably turn that strobe light off your back, bro.
Like, it told me I was hidden and everything, and it didn't matter.
The problem I had is in the second level, you're supposed to sneak past like this whole army base, like this whole like base of people, and if you get... If you get spotted, then you instantly it's over because you know you lost the mission.
Right.
I played that level for about 4 hours, trying every goddamn route, and like I'd get a little bit further in one area, and I'm like, okay, that's a good route. We'll use that route. Do it the next time around, same exact everything, because I paid attention to everything. And then they saw me, 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 and then it was like, all right, now it worked again. All right, and I'm almost through. And then I'm like, I just got to get past that one point. And I figured, all right, I'll just bolt and run. No, it didn't work. They can see through bushes no matter what. There's something wrong with you. I think you have like a
goddamn sniper.
Like an alarm or something going on.
I know that smell anywhere.
So when do trees move?
But this game is co-op. Is it four-player co-op, though?
Probably not.
That'd be amazing. Fucking four snipers just rolling through.
Yeah, probably not.
Didn't Jose say he looked it up or something?
Or he says a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
Jose, am I right?
Always you know I am.
Always saying stuff.
Always talking. Then doing something else.
Then doing other stuff. And he goes back to doing other stuff.
And we're all sick of something, he goes back to it.
And we're all just sick of him. Oh, there's a demo of the Sniper Elite.
It probably sucks.
You probably suck. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think you are, Jose?
Yeah.
Jose thinks he knows everything.
Yeah. He thinks he does, but he didn't go to Plat Tech.
You guys are talking so much shit. Jesus.
Well, what is he going to do? He's not here to defend himself.
Get
red, damn. Talk, just death. Flying off a handle.
That's why they call me Whitey.
Learning at Plat Tech.
Is the demo multiplayer?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Oh, the game's not even out yet. What the hell? Oh, but there's like, what is this, World War II?
Yeah. I'm looking up at cooptimist.com. See if they won't say anything about it.
Through online with another player. Only one other player. Well.
I'm getting an echo from someone.
Echo!
Oh my god.
Right? You're just having a terrible day. Like, health-wise, it just seems. I keep hearing you, like, slurp your drink and shit, and burping.
It's
smoothie. Slurping and burping.
They changed the Star Wars site, and it's very plain now.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, you know. Somebody's got to do it.
I don't know, it looks the same to me.
Why does somebody have to change it and make it plain?
It's completely different.
Is it? I've gone here like once. So it looks the same to me.
It's the same.
So
on there. Go on.
The echo is definitely coming from Alex.
Oh, is it? Yeah. You guys probably could hear each other.
Well, I can hear when Whitey and Terry talk through you.
All right. So, my birthday's on the 22nd of May. At the same time, Future Soldier's coming out that day.
Uh-huh.
My question is, who else is getting it?
Not me.
Yeah, clearly not you.
That game sucks so bad.
Not I.
You're not getting it, Terry?
No.
Aw, Terry.
What bothers me the most is the whole objective thing. Where it's like, you gotta go here, and then you gotta hold it here, and then you gotta go here, and hold it here. Problem is, all it takes is one grenade to stop somebody from...
Well, this is a demo.
Or a host
probably
migration.
Like one game mode.
Host migration. That's a thing.
And host migration. That better be a beta thing. Why would you do such a backwards system? Make players host, and when they leave, man, pick somebody else to stop the game and reset it.
Reset the game, yeah. Keep the same points, but reset it.
I kind of want it, because I know the co-op is going to be amazing.
Yeah, co-op might be good.
Well, yeah, but...
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. That's something.
Snatching bodies.
Yeah, you get that stun gun, you gotta shoot him, hack him, kill him. You don't need
it. Oh, no, but you know what? The last time I played a Tom Clancy game co-op was with you, and I remember you were not the best partner for that.
Who, me?
Yeah, you just ran out in front of a sniper.
Okay.
Fucking Rainbow Six. Vegas.
Oh, you saw that. I was a badass. I ran into that room.
Wait, I was amazing.
You're
remembering it wrong, Alex.
It's the first level. I'm hiding behind this corner, and past the corner, there's a long hallway outside and a sniper at the top. I'm hiding behind the corner, and I go, Terry, there's a sniper there. Next thing I know, Terry runs right down the hallway going, and gets his head blown off.
You don't remember the very beginning, though, where it was like the very first level. You go into that room, there's two guys there. You can't really tell if they're on your side or not. I like busted down the door. I walked in. We just stood there looking at each other for a second. I take the shot out of them. I just gambled on it. I didn't know if they were on my team or what. I shot one of them head off. They're like, oh shit, they start shooting me.
It's all it takes.
Fucking cowboy.
Is Vegas 2 only 2-player co-op?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
It was like $2 when I got it.
Yeah, it was. Actually, I still have it, don't I?
Yeah,
I still got it too. I bought it because you guys were yelling at me to get it at the time, because I shouldn't, you know, I think he said, it's like, if you don't get it now, you're going to want it later and it's going to be more expensive or something like that. I'm like, god damn it, it's only $2. All right, I bought it. Never installed it. I haven't played it at all. Because as soon as I got it, you guys stopped playing.
We only played the one day.
Yeah, I know. So that's our MO. That's how we do things.
Yeah. Get this. When you get it, you stop.
And then you stop.
It's just too serious a game. You can't really I mess around.
I just like snatching bodies.
Yeah, you had fun playing your way, but I was watching you and I was like,
wait, it worked. We made it like halfway through the game.
Fucking had to carry you on my back. Terry.
I got the job done, alright.
Like, are we okay?
When the smoke settled, you had to come get me, whatever. But I got it done.
Shit got done.
Come back to the fucking HQ. What happened? I got him, coach.
Got the job done, that's what I did.
I'm sorry. Terry happened, that's what. Goddamn wild cowboy.
Only 50 casualties.
Only.
It's a new record.
Hey, the only thing that matters is that that casualty number is going down each time. It started real high, but it's going. It's doing better now.
Then it went down. Then it went up again. Then it went down.
Then it went down again.
Yeah, I made myself sad.
So, are we going to get Trials Evo? Or what? Evolution? Trials Evolution? It's a new Trials game. Has four-player co-op.
I never... Well,
not really co-op, but four-player whatever this game is.
Only played the first Trials game for like a total of maybe half an hour.
I really liked it. And about number two as well. And this one looks awesome.
Trials! Riding bikes and shit!
There's the old Lynx. 1,200 points.
Doing flippity-doos!
I think the four-player is just... There's side quests, challenges, blah, blah, blah.
Is there four-player? Ah, I want to be the ski. Ah, I want to ski.
Oh, what? Yeah. It's like... Excite Bike.
Yeah, yeah. You can make your own levels too now, which is awesome.
This would be a good game for us to play.
Yeah, I think so too. Because Rooster Teeth, they actually just threw out a video for it because they absolutely love the game, and I think they got early copies or something because they are on top of the shit.
And I watched a demo out.
There is a demo. I don't know if the demo is multiplayer though.
But
I'm definitely going to be buying the game. But their four-player video was funny as shit. So I think we can only do better. We could do better than them.
Is it just Xbox?
It's just Xbox as of right now, yeah. It's way better with the controller anyways.
Good.
Yeah.
This will be a game to play. Yes.
I like
what you're trying to say.
I like how they're coming out with more four-player co-op games. This pleases
co-op
me.
Co-op is the way to go. They're Everybody finally getting it through their head.
Yeah.
It only took him forever.
It only took him ages to realize that he had more than one friend.
We should add co-op. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
People like that, right?
People do that these days, right?
Do what?
The coop. Coop, says the kids call it.
What is that?
It's this thing where I guess you can play with other people instead of just by yourself. It's stupid, right?
What's other people? Whoa.
Exactly.
I don't have any friends.
Clearly.
Why should I? I don't have any friends.
I don't need people.
I don't need them.
I only need myself and my army of zombies.
That's true. You
my mind molded
you got
zombies.
The power.
I have the stun. I have the power.
We gotta spend some time on this Co-Optimus site.
Co-Optimus, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Co-Optimus.
Pretty cam. Pretty awesome site. Has like a whole list of things that have like co-op or what games have co-op and which ones have co-op campaigns and
champagnes.
So
champagne.
I really like that. That's gonna make our let's playing a
like
little bit easier.
So what we got get that there.
I'm still getting that fucking echo. Alex, yeah, do you have what's going through your speakers?
It's not me, because I was muted.
Yeah, idiot.
I had myself muted, so it can't be me.
Your sperms.
Showed you.
Weird.
Showed you what's what.
What?
Don't you what at me.
You ruined it.
It was going so good. Great,
we were all having a great time.
Till you showed up.
You should just call it right here. He's
yeah, go home.
Wow. Hoot Hill.
Hoot Hill we Heroes. Put 50 Cent Blood in the Sand. Alright. I mean, I didn't say that.
Yeah? Yeah. You didn't?
Nope.
Because it sounded like you did.
Where's the echo coming from? It's like we're in a fucking stadium.
Take your headset off, being Dr. Danish.
I don't hear any echo.
Yeah.
Let me start the call over again. All right. So it's gone.
All right.
Which is good.
Butt touches everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as we ended
butt
the call,
all around.
The echo came out and tried to attack us all, but we killed it.
Yep.
Nice. Well, thank God.
Oh shit! Duke Duty is co-op.
Duke Duty.
Duke Duty. Duke Duty.
Yeah. What's Duke Duty?
It's Duke Duty.
That's Duke Duty 3D.
It's 8-player co-op.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The original was like 2-player.
Oh, hey, that Dungeon Defenders game. Me and Terry played a bit of it. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should play
probably
that.
A little late to that party, but
yeah, we are. Well, I mean, I got it back when it was still relevant for everybody, and then that was it. I didn't even like. I don't even think I told anybody. I was just kind of like, "Here's a game."
That was pretty good. Like Magicka, pretty good. Or
oh, we need to play Magicka too. Shit.
Yeah.
It's a dungeon crawler. Like, you have, you can spend a lot of time beforehand prepping the dungeon for, like, waves of things. You know, setting up traps and crap. And then, like, you call in the horde of people, and then you can run around, help shooting. It's like that one game.
A weird-ass trippy
Syndicate?
One that we played.
Right? Is that what it's called? Syndicate?
No.
No.
Sanctum.
Sanctum.
Yeah. There you go.
It's just ding, like ding. Sanctum, but with worse graphics. We should play Sanctum again, too.
It's like Sanctum, except you don't put down... You don't make your own lanes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sanctum, you can build walls and stuff to direct them places. This one has a set path, but you lay traps instead. Yeah. Stuff that can slow them down or poison them.
So, tower defense?
Tower defense.
Yes, it's tower defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. It has, like, there's a really cool, like, lobby for it. Like, when you're waiting for everybody to kind of get ready and stuff, you have your own bar. Like, an old medieval-type bar. And then, like, whoever's hosting the game, like I was hosting the game, Terry could walk around and he could see, like, these trophies up on, like, the mantle of, like, things I completed in the game. And, like, stuff up on the wall of stuff that I did and, like, a bunch of crap like that. And there's, like, training dummies to check your DPS and... I don't know, there's like a lot of little cool things in the game that I think it might be worth checking out a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. We got a few people from Mongoose Country who play it. I know Morgan's played it a bit. I see Omni playing it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game we should check out. You guys should all own it. I'm pretty sure I bought it for everyone.
Not I.
I do not have it.
Are you sure? Dungeon Defenders?
Let me check, because I only have my downloaded games in there.
Yeah. This was before I... Yeah.
We were friends on Steam.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why that took
before away. We realized we I both had Steam.
I think I have it. Yeah.
Oh, I do have
See?
It.
See? That's weird, right? You don't think that you have them.
Well,
sure
it's just like you're just like, yo, Whitey, you got Steam, right? I'm like,
what?
Yeah, because I was trying to gift you a game, and I was just like, why don't I have
no,
Whitey?
No, I do have them.
Okay. Alex, you have it, right?
Yeah, I got it. I also have something called Bumbledore.
I think I bought you that, too.
Bumbledore.
Yeah, because I don't. It was a wizard game, isn't it?
Wither.
I don't know.
How could we be friends? Okay. So
Bumbledore.
Not be friends on
there's like a bunch of bees and shit on it.
Like yeah, I bought that for you.
Okay, thank you.
You didn't even play
it. There's a lot of times where like games will be like come out and they're like $3 and I'm like, I'm fucking giving this to Alex.
Cricket game I haven't played.
And I gave you one too, Terry.
I got cricket for lunch.
And then you got me that one game. I forgot what it was called. It was a single player one. I'm a little disappointed in that.
Sword and Sword.
Yeah, Swords.
Thanks.
Where's. Damn it. Oh, I need. I was looking for Whitey, not I need Glitch to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
With that's the many come. Nicknames that I go by.
Fucking. I'm going down my list right now. Sergio has like every game.
Yep. That's Sergio.
He's prepped for everything. That's what's going down.
I have received a copy of Dungeon Defender. Woo!
Sergio and my friend Train. They just fucking love
it. That's why they call me Butt.
I have the best messages when I give people games.
I like that option where how you can say like or love whoever or whatever.
Yeah, best wishes.
I like buckle up.
Yeah. I always put like buckle up your ass. Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery. That's the name of the game. So yeah. Whitey's got Dungeon Defenders now.
That's why you call him a Butt.
Buckle up.
So are we playing Diablo or Dungeon Defenders or what's going on?
I want to get all the achievements in Diablo before the beta's over because there's an achievement to get all the achievements before the beta's over. And I don't know why that appeals to me, but it does.
And it shouldn't, but I don't care.
It shouldn't because it's a, you know, a Blizzard achievement, but I don't know. I kind of want to get it because Blizzard does cool things for people, you know, and I'm going to get Diablo 3, so it's like... Mm-hmm. Are they gonna give me like a hat?
No.
If it's a hat, I want it.
If it's a hat.
If it's a hat, I want it.
I look anything great in hats.
Silly. That's silly.
So I don't know. Yes. I'm almost done with all the achievements. There's like just a few little things that I have to do. One is finish the game with all characters at cap, and I already got 3 of the 5.
Did you do a witch doctor?
I did. And I was surprised how much I liked him near when he was more powerful. It's a very interesting class. He's really hard to work with in low levels because you have like no skills and that's it. And
did you make a wizard?
I did. Which was actually the same thing.
That's cool.
I called him Withered. And again, dude, Withered. They can CC for days. Like, if there's a group with shit, you fucking need a Withered on your team.
You know what I'm disappointed in is Payday. Like, there's still no DLC. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I like how we come so spoiled where we just expect DLC to be there.
Well, it's like they mentioned that they're going to be DLC.
Yeah, it's a short game. There you go.
They said there was going to be DLC, like, last year, and there's no DLC yet, so...
One of you was saying that they were going to announce Skyrim DLC, right?
Yeah, it ended up being Dishonored.
What, they just didn't do it?
No, the game, Dishonored by Bethesda.
Oh, that's not... What?
Everybody thought it was going to be Skyrim.
Ultimate Dishonored!
It's going to be Skyrim, but no, it ended up being there. They were announcing more stuff about Dishonored.
Oh, man. I thought you meant like the game was Dishonored. Like,
no,
that's what I thought. I was like, what? They didn't live up to their promise of announcing DLC.
What's Dishonored?
Also, Dishonored must be another game.
They were going to announce it, but they were Dishonored.
Ultimate Dishonor.
No one talks like that.
Well, yeah, you never know. Someone's got to talk like that, right?
Gotta be you.
Someone's got to do it. It's like someone's got to start shocking people all day.
Hey, someone's got to stun gun someone in the face and then steal their pride.
Yeah, you weren't saying that when they stunned you. Screaming like a bitch on the ground.
Terrible. Has anyone ever stunned you?
No.
It's bad.
I'll give them the satisfaction.
I think I was Whitey's first stun and steal.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucking Terry. Terry starts screaming on the ground.
Like enemy territory.
Take him a bud!
God, I was alone. I didn't know anyone was coming for me.
And saved his ass. He's like,
get him back up. Just. I'm the body snatcher in that game.
Violated like we have.
Is that what I've been doing to people? My God.
Yeah, when Bootsy finally got stunned.
When someone finally stunned me, I'm just like, Jesus, this is what I've been doing to people? I'm a monster.
It's terrifying.
Just lay
no
there.
No idea what's going on.
Everywhere.
Runs over to you and hacks your brain and finds out where all your friends are.
Just I like looking at Steam and then all of a sudden there's a new release. And like this game Blades of Time just came out like just now.
Want it?
Oh yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Hey, where is it?
I don't know, but it looks kind of cool. Well, except for the fact that that girl's basically half naked.
And
this reminds me of Bayonetta. But it says multiplayer and co-op.
I'll bet your netta.
Nothing like Bayonetta.
What are you talking about? It's just a girl with swords instead of guns in her shoes.
There's just one screenshot. It's a blonde chick, and she's got this giant.
Watch the video.
This is like medieval.
Oh, she has a big ass gun in that part.
Yeah,
there's the guns. Ray. Yeah, dude, this is Bayonetta. That's witch time right there.
Bayonetta.
There's already DLC.
Bayonetta, if I ever saw it.
It looks super stylized. Like it could be a pretty cool game to look at, but I don't know how fun the gameplay would be. Like even all the stuff that's in like their description here isn't even filled out yet.
We're working
number
on.
Sign auto underscore app underscore 208770. Then Mountain Blade is on sale right now.
The video just shows like what
I remember, like original old school Mountain Blade. That game was fun.
That game's also multiplayer. We could ride horses and chop people's heads
off. Yeah.
And it's on sale for $5.
$5.
Warband.
I showed you guys that one trailer for this game called War of the Roses, right?
I can't remember.
It's like a bunch of like medieval type looking knights, and they're like killing each other and shooting arrows at each other.
They're all touching each other's butts. Oh, you know what we need to play?
Huh. Butt touch?
One medieval mod for, I guess it's Half-Life.
Half-Life?
Yeah, it's like a Half-Life medieval mod.
I think I know what you're talking about, and I played it before.
Yeah, we played it before.
Yeah.
You need to play that again.
It was intense. Like, for the time, like the games have gotten a little bit better now, so they kind of have better animations and stuff. But for the time, the animations in that game, like the kill animations and the fight animations, were amazing.
Age of Chivalry, I think was what it was called.
Chivalry.
Chivers.
Age of Chivalry.
No. Mute. I'm sorry, everybody. I was trying to mute this fucking thing on YouTube, but all it did was turn my volume from half to full.
You are not sorry.
I'm not
you
sorry.
You meant to do that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Fat shark.
Oh, Machinimu did it.
Oh,
I remember this.
That's a
Oh, yeah, play. No, I remember this because I remember that top comment.
Yeah. That's what we gotta play.
Just stab someone in the eye multiple times.
That game's not out yet, though, is it?
I don't think so, not yet.
Yeah, when it comes out, we'll definitely have to play it.
Can I stab Alex in the face multiple times?
There's this game, and then there's that one game where you run around as those like giant bunnies.
That's exactly what I was thinking of just a second ago.
Yeah, those two games.
Link. I'm melding.
Yeah, we gotta play those two games for sure.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like funny shit that can happen in those games. You give us an open world where we can just maim each other.
It's gonna happen.
It's just gonna happen. It's gonna be awesome.
We will not play the game right at all.
What game have we played right? Name one game that we played right.
You know,
come on, do
that
it.
One game.
Tetris.
Don't even Tetris.
I mean, you're supposed to stack them up, right?
Totally our way. Just steal the bodies.
You know what? Nothing's coming in nine.
So we're gonna play the game. That's what it is.
We'll play our game inside their game.
I really wanted to play Dungeon Siege 3 because I like 1 and 2 were sort of like my childhood. And
Siege 3.
Yeah. Well, number 1 I guess came out in 2002. Really? Wow, I felt so young when I played that.
Siege 3. Oh, I heard 3 sucked.
Well, the thing that sucks with 3 is that it's a lock camera deal like it is for Fable. Where like your co-op mode is like you all share a screen. That's really shitty. In my mind, I need to get around to just playing the single player just to play it. Because it doesn't look bad, and I played the demo, and I really enjoyed the demo.
I remember falling asleep during the demo.
Oh, that's cool.
He fell asleep.
We also need to play that game, Kings of Amalur, too. Because.
That's cope?
We just need to play it in general, because it was like a super version of Fable. If you ever wanted to micromanage Fable more, like, why can't, you know, I balance more things with whatever, and it's like that, but with better graphics, a bigger world, people don't look all cartoony and don't have giant feet and heads.
I like the giant feet.
I didn't mind it. I'm just saying it doesn't have that, so don't expect it.
Feeties.
And there's more options for combat and stuff. Like, you can switch between melee, magic, and archery, like, super quick. And it makes some interesting battles.
Oh, I remember
just thinking about all the shit. Yeah, play.
Make a list.
I think I'm going to have to, because I'm going to forget as soon as we're done with the podcast. Because
we're going to be shooting robots or something black.
We should play more Killing Floor, too, sometime soon.
Oh, God, Killing Floor.
Why is there no freeze tag game?
I don't know. We talked about that before, haven't we, the other day?
Yeah. Freeze tag? Someone needs to make a freeze tag online.
For Gmod or something.
They make freeze tag games all the time. Like Call of Duty. It's freeze tag in the hood.
Tag,
that's killing people. I'm talking
about bullets.
I'm talking about we're talking about freeze tag where you tag them. They can't move until one of the other players come by and tag them again so they can move again.
Oh, it's a Battlefield. Bad Company too.
Freeze tag online.
So you're talking about freeze tag with teamwork. That's Battlefield.
It's a Battlefield Bad Company too. So when you freeze, you kind of die. You know?
We got to get ourselves a Mongoose server like badly.
What, on Battlefield?
Yeah. I did.
They're all gone.
I know. And as soon as one opens up, if you guys see any of them open up, let me know, and I will buy that motherfucker immediately. Hmm. We'll get that thing set up. We'll
be able to get our own damn server.
Yeah, we'll give people the IP so they can come in and do whatever, and then we can shut it down if we ever do want to do some private matches. Because sometimes we have huge parties, you know. If we can, because Xbox Live parties can hold 8 people, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Party chat. Sure.
So if we can get 2 parties going, 8 versus 8, and we pin them against each other, that's a good time right there. Like, Terry could be on one side recording that side, I'll be on the other side recording the other side.
And I will be the dungeon master.
And then...
You'll just be sitting in some tower somewhere.
With like a bullhorn or something like that. Begin! Begin!
You may kill each other now.
You will fight for my amusement.
And you do a barrel roll. It will abuse me.
Has like every vehicle rigged up to explode on like the push of a button. So it's just like, oh, I see you've wrecked yourself quite a kill spree there.
Whenever he gets bored, he's just
like the old Greek movies where they just like see the table of like the clay figures.
How awesome would that mode be if like you could have random explosions on your cars? Like you had a C. Every car has C4 attached to it, but you don't. It's like a. it has like a random time on it, a random time generator. It's just like it could play for the whole game and not explode, or it could blow up immediately after you getting into it.
Same with the jets.
How awesome would that be? Because every time you're like, oh shit, if I get in that tank, I can help people out, but what if it blows up?
What if it blows up? You'll just have to try and see.
I think that'd be another really cool reason to have it on the PC, because I assume it's more possible to do that on there than it is for... Dude, servers for Battlefield are crazy cheap on the PC. It's like $20-$30 a month, if that. I mean, that may be expensive for some people, but I'm coming from the mindset of paying $220 a month for a fucking Minecraft server. So $20-$30 for a big-ass server, no big deal.
Cough, cough, hint, hint.
Well, we all have to get a Battlefield for the PC, and not all of us can run it. Terry, I think you're next in line in terms of powerful PC. Do you think you can run it?
I can run it fine. It's just I can't record with it. That's when it starts to poop out.
Mm. How do you know you can play it, then?
He played the beta.
Played the beta.
Oh, okay.
And
we all played the beta.
We sure did, didn't we?
Yeah.
This last weekend, I went to LandFest up in Sacramento, and the one guy I've been hanging out with, Lee Harrington, or PC Junkie, makes the crazy computers. He did a sponsor build for a Cooler Master, which was called Torn. And it's in their newest Cosmos 2 case. It's painted blue, has like skulls and shit on it. If you guys follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I've tweeted and posted a bunch of pictures about it. That thing, he hooked it up for for LandFest with an i7. I think it was just a 2600K, but it had two NVIDIA 680s in it, an SLI, running three monitors, and... each at 1080p, and I played Battlefield 3 on it. I never saw the appeal of having three monitors, being able to play with three monitors for any game, because it's like one of those things where you have to physically move your head left and right to see what's going on, you know?
Right.
I played that, and I couldn't play online because the internet is absolute shit at conventions, but I played the campaign where I picked up where Lee's campaign ended beforehand, because I had to use his account because I don't own Battlefield 3 on PC, whatever. It was this jet level. You hop in this jet, and you're the gunner of the jet, and I'm sitting there like, I'm on this fucking ship, this Freightliner, just and walking up to this jet. I have these crazy Cooler Master surround sound headphones on that block all the sound out from the convention as soon as you put it on, and I have these three monitors in front of me, these three giant monitors. I think they were like 26 inches each, and... just walking up to this jet and just like looking around the deck, like seeing everything, and I felt like I was there. And that you climb up in the jet, and I'm like looking down at the console, and I'm like, there's so many buttons here. And I was like, I was reading the stuff on like all the screens and everything like that, and it's super loud. And then like the cockpit comes down, and just everything starts to get quiet, and it goes, and it's just quiet. And all you hear is just the people in your headset and everything like that. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm freaking out right now. This is a cutscene, and I'm freaking out right now. I was sitting there thinking, I can't fly jets. What's going on? I didn't know I was a gunner at this point, so I'm like, I don't know how to fly a jet with a keyboard and mouse. What's going on? And I was sitting there freaking out because I was like, I'm going to fly this jet horrible in front of, like, 300 people here, and I was like, I can't, okay, let's just hope that they won't make me fly the jet. If I do, I'll just quit, I'll start over, I'll start at the beginning of something, I know there's no jets there, and thankfully I was the gunner, and then like, he's going through all the like, setup things for like, running through all gun checks and everything like that, and missile checks,
the flip flaps and the winger doodles.
The winger doodles.
Yeah, and like you have to like look at the wings too, you know, to like check your flapper doodles. And I look over and like, it was weird because I didn't have to look all the way over. I just kind of moved a little bit, and I used the other monitor to kind of like look over, kind of how like your peripheral vision works. You're like, yeah, I know, I can see it. And I moved back, and it was just really weird for me to do that because. That's just not a thing for one monitor gaming. And then I did it over to the other thing. I just felt super cool just doing it. I was just like, yeah, there it is. Oh. Now I can see it. And then we fucking take off. And we're flying through the air, and he does, like, this kind of, like, loop around the ship again. And I'm sitting there, like at a 45-degree angle, looking down at the ship flying or inside this jet, freaking out still. Just, it was so real. I was so immersed in this game. Like I've never been ever before. And then the battles start, like, out of nowhere. He goes, "We got bogey on our six!" And I'm like, "Oh, shit!" And I turn my monitor around to look behind the jet. And without that those side monitors, dude, you wouldn't be able to see these motherfuckers. And I look behind, I'm like, "Oh, shit, there's a guy back there!" They're like, "Weapons hot!" And I'm like, fucking my screen, my HUD pops up, and like I have my missiles on, and He fucking stalls and he pulls back and like he pulls behind the enemy jet and I'm sitting there like beep 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 and I fire a rocket and he goes, "Shit, they got flares!" And so like he flies around, stuff like that, and I'm locking on, third missile hits, it explodes, and we like zoom on past the explosion doing this weird like corkscrew barrel roll around it, and I could just see the explosion and the bits of the jet like flying over the cockpit and like hitting the jet, our jet. As we fly by, and I can look back and see the explosion and all the debris still falling down as I'm looking behind us in the jet. And I was freaking out. And then, like, you had to kill a bunch of more jets. And then, like, at one point, this guy just leans to the side of me, and I freak out. Like, I jump in the chair. And I'm like, "Oh, shit." And I pull the headphones off, and he goes, "What game is this?" And I was like, "This is Battlefield 3. And I look behind me, there's, like, 6 or 8 people behind me watching me. And I'm like, "Oh, fuck." I'm like, "Sorry, I can't hear you guys." And like he goes back to his buddies and goes, "Man, this is so much better than Call of Duty." I'm sitting there blowing the fuck out of jets and stuff like that, and then we go back to the ship to land, and even landing was just completely just intense. And I that's my goal now. I need 3 monitors. I need to be able to do this in my life. I can't play. It was so good. And like it's a gross amount of money to get to a setup that can run those 3 monitors on ultra settings at 1080p on each fucking monitor. And my God, it was just the best gaming experience I've ever had. And like I was talking to Cameron about it, and he goes, "Yeah, you should try doing that with the 3D monitors with the goggles and stuff. You'll probably shit yourself." And I couldn't imagine it. I'm like, "All right, you know what? One step at a time." Monitors not that expensive. You can get some good monitors now for about $160 each. And
just the setup to work them.
It's just those video cards. The 680s, 2 680s. That's $1,000 right there. Those are $500 video cards. But good job, NVIDIA, on that, because that's impressive. 2 video cards running that game on 3 monitors on ultra settings. I've never been so immersed in a video game.
You were.
So if you think it's a waste, just...
Just go, shut up.
Just shut up.
Shut your whore mouth.
I love that jet level. It's a bitch to get the achievement.
I wish I could fly it.
I know, right? The whole time, yeah, I was playing it the other day because I was bored, and I was like, "I'm in it," and I'm trying to lock on this jet, and I'm like, "Stupid, go that way,
go on the road."
Let me fly.
Get out.
You reach over and pull the jet seat.
Take the stun gun out.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'd rather be the pilot in that situation.
That
would
be
the perfect level to teach people how to fly jets.
It would be.
But it's not.
Is there a level in the single player where you actually have to fly the jet?
Nope.
No.
That is the only jet level as far as I know.
It's interesting.
I still haven't beat the single player.
You're playing on hard, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I was playing on hard, and for the second time, my data got corrupted.
Mine just got corrupted right now. Like last night when I hopped on to check for servers, it said I lost everything, and I'm like, What are you talking? I didn't
do
anything.
Only ever with Battlefield, and always happens to me now. Like I've gotten halfway through the game twice now, and each time it says, "No, data corrupted. Start over."
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just going to beat it on normal. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
You know what I miss? I miss the fucking Hind from Bad Company 2.
Yeah.
Like, I hated that chopper just because it was so slow compared to the Apache, but now I kind of miss it.
You would.
I would.
Yeah, there's you would.
So many good memories, Bad Company 2.
Fucking destroying people.
Fucking that one time we stole the jet, Terry. I mean, not the jet, the fucking Hind, Terry. that one guy, that poor guy.
We're like running to the jet, or the chopper. We both hop in. There's this guy running up trying to get to it before us. We hop in. He's like running up right in front of it. You just turn your gun at him and just smear him across.
Meanwhile, we're all yelling. We're like, go, 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 go. Poor guy gets fucking blasted away.
Yeah. It's like, I'm gonna get out. No.
The only memory of the Hind I have is blinding my eyes in the beach level.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I remember of it.
I also missed the AT-4.
Yes.
Yep. The suicide missions. Oh, God, the suicide missions.
Yes.
Quick, let's go! Driving an ATV with Terry with an LMG right behind me, just driving in circles and he's just shooting everybody.
I miss ATVs, too. Those were good. But I want my AT-4. Like, I gotta take some choppers down with that thing again.
But isn't there a one that you could also, like, home in with? Or
there's just the stationary rockets is the only thing that works like that anymore.
Oh.
But they suck.
Yeah, they suck. I mean, they're powerful. If you can get them to hit, you're good. But they're really slow to turn and all that.
I miss the Apache, dude. One, though. All those goddamn death circles in the Apache. Remember that shit?
I remember. Well,
It's the same thing though. It's pretty fast. Not but as you can't do no death circle fast.
Oh, you can't do no death circles with that.
What if you could?
It'd be good. It'd be done.
It'd be good.
It would be a different game.
Very different game. Do death circles below the radar, and no one will touch you.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty crazy. That's like stunt flying right there. If you're flying that low and doing death circles,
and then you hit a street light and it ends right there.
No fear.
They made it so for most of the poles you can take up the top part.
No, that's a goddamn lie.
Yeah, well, that happened the same day where someone told me that they got rid of collisions or something like that. And I was flying a helicopter, and a jet flies straight into the side of my helicopter. Well, I'm dead now. I'm blown up. Whoever told me that is a goddamn liar.
No, there's no collisions. It's just
that was Alex.
I'm just saying.
Out or not even really possible anymore.
That moment, problem someone was, lied to me.
With a jet, you could like slam the bottom of your jet onto somebody, and they would die, and you would be going on like.
Yes, I did that the other day. It was
like scrape over someone.
He was taking off.
Taking it out of there without any damage. It's gone. Like,
he was taking off, and I scraped the top of his jet with the bottom of mine, and he exploded on contact, and I fly away unscathed.
That's what they supposedly fixed.
Just hear a loud...
His jet cover just...
Sparks fly everywhere. Guy sitting in his cockpit like... Hands in front of his face.
Oh, good times.
Yes. You had fun with Bad Company too, right? Towards the end, you were popping like every day.
Yeah.
Hey, who wants to play some Battlefield? Like, what is wrong with Dwight? What?
I've been kind of wanting to play more Battlefield right now. Battlefield 3. But you guys are off playing Mass Duty and now
Future
Ghost,
Duty.
Ghost Recon.
Don't get fused with those duty players, Alex. Cough, cough.
Yes, Alex, why don't you tell them what you've been playing?
Yeah. Go on.
What have I been playing?
He doesn't even remember. He's too cold. He's fucking out of his brain.
all that stun gun get to your head?
I don't remember.
It was cool.
It was all a dream.
Where am I?
It's all a dream.
Whitey, is that you?
No, it is no longer.
No. Fuck you.
Somebody passes him in the face with a kill streak and he got amnesia.
Someone dropped a Moab on him.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what are these terms?
Right.
Yeah.
This guy.
You don't know.
I don't understand.
Alex, our lovely Alex, has been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, barely.
Yeah.
Wherever.
Shun.
Enough to know that's the same as the other ones.
Shun.
You know what we've been complaining about, how game companies aren't providing more 4-player co-op? Mm-hmm. Tom Clancy's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Since 98, every game that they've put out has been 4-player co-op or more.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few here that are 8.
Well, not.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
All 2.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Rogue Spear is 8. Let's see. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six 3 Raven Shield is 8. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six is 8.
Rainbow Six, like for the N64?
It came out in 98.
Yeah, that's N64. So,
yeah. Yeah, 8-player co-op.
How does that have 8-player co-op?
Yeah, how does that work?
I'm just reading the numbers here.
Yeah, take two N64s and smash them together.
It says online co-op 8.
Online?
Yeah, online? I don't see 64. It says PC.
That can't be 6. That has to be PC, yeah.
Yeah, it's PC.
Yeah, but all those games must be like ass old.
Ass old.
So? So? What about...
The newest one is from 2003.
No. Oh, that's 8-player?
That's 8-player co-op, yes.
What is it?
Raven Shield.
Mm-hmm. So, what about this one? Black Arrow or some shit like that?
It's not here.
Really?
What the fuck? Not every game
is it out?
Modern Warfare 3, Alex.
I played Black Arrow a long time ago with a buddy, and that was pretty fun.
Black Arrow?
I think it was called Black Arrow.
It must not be. I have it set to filter out only 4-player and up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 4 now that I think about it. Kind of disappointed that Vegas 2 wasn't 4-player co-op. That would have been fun to play.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yep.
You guys play Torchlight at all?
No.
Nope.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, I've heard it was good too.
And that's that.
I was going to look it up. Torchlight. Well, this is Torchlight 2.
Yeah, the original Torchlight was only single player.
Oh, okay.
That's why that's the one problem everyone had with it.
Oh, okay.
Because it really should have been multiplayer.
It looks like Beale left a comment on this on Steam. It says, it's what would have happened if Diablo 2 was single player only and not infested with Chinese.
Well,
that's Bill. We got to get Bill on one of these podcasts, dude. Bill's a very old friend of mine in Puddles from our Gmod days from probably about four or five years ago. We met him on a server, and me and him just basically played Gary's Mod like every single day for hours and hours, just doing whatever. And still keep in touch right now, but he plays a shit ton of Dota 2. Like, that's all he's playing. He's a good guy. He reminds me kind of Whitey. So it's like, if we've another Whitey.
There was another.
Well, he's just
Whitey. He would be the one.
Well,
would
that's the thing. Like, if Whitey's nickname wasn't Whitey, he would be Whitey. Bill would be Whitey.
Good to know. I already have my replacement on standby.
Let's just say we got replacements for everybody.
We're just saying. Just Keep yourself in line. And you'll
insurance things, you know, legal.
Should anything happen to you, don't worry. You will be replaced.
Stun gun with me at all times. Just in case.
No, he lives in Kansas. That's where Bill lives. Bill's not even his name. It's weird, too.
That's the thing. That's a tricky thing. He's got nicknames, too.
Yeah, Bill does have nicknames. He goes by Data most of the time, but back when I met him, he was Awesome Bill from Awesomeville. We just called him Bill.
I call him Beal.
Yeah, and then Beal came from with seven E's. That was very, very specific. We've talked about him before on the podcast. He was also the guy that I talked about how he had like party packs of cough medicine. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was him. What? Yeah, we could bring him on to talk about that at some point.
And all that cough medicine.
You got a little party going? Hell yeah! Yeah,
woo! He's like shaking the bottle. I don't know if he still does that, but I know he told me about it beforehand.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Once you pop, you just don't stop. Dude, Torchlight 1's only $15. It's kind of neat looking. Like, all the graphics aren't terrible. It's like, it looks like a single player Dungeon Defenders, like, graphic wise.
Hmm.
Wonder when Torchlight 2's gonna come out then. Because it's boasting 8-player co-op.
What?
Yeah. So, like, that'd be pretty awesome.
Upcoming. Oh, Fable Heroes.
What?
That's what
Fable Heroes are.
You know what I want to do is I want to take everyone we know that's like Bill and, you know, people that we just met that we became friends with, like the girls, and have them all play RO. Have them play RO, not us.
Well, have them.
Well, we gotta make sure that they play it right, though.
How do we do that
without being there yelling at them?
Nobody taught us.
You're gonna make a thief with an axe.
No, you gotta make a thief with a sword and dagger.
Nah, they're gonna use axes.
Right,
double axe assassin.
No, books.
Book assassin.
Wands. A book and a wand.
Get your attack speed all the way up with books, just like slapping them with books.
Knowledge is power.
And besides, how could we let others play RO and not play it ourselves? I mean,
and to show them that they're doing it wrong.
Whoa, you were we'll all be
the GMs and just sit there in town like monks.
We'll just watch, follow them around. Wrong. Nope.
No, we gotta be GM Hyde and have the Reaper thing going on. Nope, wrong.
Nope.
Just follow people around with the Reaper thing going on, invisible. Just following around real slow, not saying a single word, because I did that a ton, dude. In RO, we should probably explain for people that don't know. There was, RO is a very old game. It came out in like 2000 or something. We've talked about it a shit ton. But there's this when you get cursed, you get like this ghostly figure of Death Reaper that goes over your character's body, and you move real slow and everything like that, and like you lose health or something, and to cure it in game you just gotta use that skill cure. No, it's blessing, right? Yeah, you have blessing. To bless
or drink holy water.
Or drink holy water, right? Water. And but when you're a GM of the game, you can just put these effects on people without them actually being cursed, so it's just you had the visual cue of the start death. What was that guy's name again?
Grim Reaper.
I don't know why I kept thinking of Death Reaper. I was like, that's the server we play on Star Wars. Which is, yeah.
It's whatever. Dark Reaper as well.
Yeah, I call it Death Reaper. Anyways. And then if you type in /Hyde, or wait, it was @Hyde.
@Hyde.
Yeah. It would make your sprite invisible, so it just looked like you had like this ghostly Grim Reaper floating around, and you had no name over your head or anything. It was just this ghost that would walk around, and what I would do is do that and then just follow people around when they're questing, not saying anything, and just like when they stopped, I would stop, and when they kept moving, I would move like behind them and just follow them around. And I think it would be funny to follow him around and then just go 7 days.
Like,
and then,
like, leave. Of us just doing that.
I just sat in town.
No, that'd be great. Like, one of us does it, right? And, like, we're just, like, 7 days. And then, like, they leave. And then we'll come back with two people to follow around. It'll go 7 days. And then, like, they go away. And we have, like, 3 or 4 and 7 people just following this person around.
All these
around.
Grim Reapers. The guy just freaks out and logs off.
I just sat around in Prontera. That was my thing.
It wasn't difficult to run that game as a server.
I mean, Grim ran it on, like, an old-school Celeron with, like, I think 512 megabytes of RAM, and it was fine. It worked. Like, yep. The game was so old, it didn't need a whole lot. And, I don't know.
Except when we broke it.
Except when we broke it. Except started when spamming we shit in town, detoxifying shit.
That was one thing that I really liked about that game that we did was invasions. Like, actual, like, events and stuff. Because you don't get that in other games now. Like, Star Wars is doing it, which is fantastic. Like, they have a Rakkul infestation right now at, and, what planet?
Tatooine.
And if you go there, then, like, there's, like, a whole quest line that you can do, and, like, you can get poisoned from them, I guess,
yeah,
right?
You get infected with the disease, and if you don't cure space it in time, AIDS. You blow up.
Yeah, you blow up, and, like, other people can catch it if you go near them. And,
yeah, you can
and
infect, like, other people. There's people sitting on the Imperial fleet right now, like, at the part where, you know, when you teleport onto the fleet, there's the one point where it puts you.
Yeah.
They're just gathered there, just waiting there for people to spawn so they can infect them. They just
Adrian
go into
was
AFK
saying that. He logged in the other day. He's like, what's this? I'm infected. I've got AIDS.
Well, he's got AIDS anyways, so...
So I'm very, very happy to see that Star Wars is doing cool shit like that.
Terry always had the best events.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. There you were.
A lot of good times.
Still wondering what's going on with that there RO2.
Yeah. Shh.
The RO22, I should say.
We have to play that. It's like we have to play it.
Good
yeah,
or
we
bad,
will.
We have to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, are we going to play it, like, to endgame, or?
As far as we
can. We're going to play it till we can do an Abbey run.
If they still have Abbey.
If it's still...
I call priest.
Call bard.
Oh, damn it.
I do shit.
We're bards, too. We're all three bards.
Yeah, that went very well when we did that. Oh, you gotta be level 20 to be a bard. Sorry.
I think the next best class is wizard or sniper, in that sense, because wizards, they just hang out and they stay inside the bard thing, and then they cast in like a half second. Yep. It's just like storm gusts everywhere.
What's like the hierarchy of the game anyway? Like bard, mage, sniper.
That's only gonna make sense to the few people who actually know what we're talking about. Let me know. Go to my Facebook page after listening to this podcast. Let me know if you guys how many of you actually have played RO and understand what we're talking about without us explaining it. Yeah. Very curious to know how many other people actually played it, because that's where Team Mongoose formed.
Yep,
where we met
back in the day. Private servers were taken off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was like right after the original server was like, oh yeah,
yeah,
hey, beta's over. Pay us
$10.
Their
alpha, and they're like, hey, beta time. You gotta give us money.
Yeah.
What's with that?
And then
so
people were like,
was like, fuck that. Make private server. Fuck you.
And then we all met.
KRO was far advanced anyway, so.
I know. KRO was always so much further ahead than us.
It'd be like a year before.
Yeah, it was literally like 8 to 12 months before we got anything.
So we've been looking on the internet, seeing all these cool things they have. It's like, oh
man, one day.
Oh, they got second classes. What?
They got
what
two classes. What?
Apparently, Torchlight 2 is coming out this year sometime. Oh. It says to be announced. That's this year. That's nice.
Anybody miss old Payon?
Yeah.
I like Payon, but Marok was my town.
Like,
I like that.
Yeah. And then it went kaboom.
That's
yeah, I was so pissed about that. That I like that town, and they're just like, oh, let's just send the devil there and have him take a big ass dump. Right, the fucking
Call of Duty came. Oh no!
They found the Middle East.
I don't
just send the devil to Morok.
I don't know if you guys know. Well, I know Terry does, but my ringtone is the Morok theme.
Mine is the War of Imperium theme.
Yep. I feel like we talked about this before.
Yeah, we probably did.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Terry, a real quick question. Is it like unbearably hot in your room right now?
No, because my window's wide open and I got a little fan going. So it's bearable, but it was pretty bad earlier.
Yeah, it's terrible for me right now. My window's closed. Like the heat is finally getting here, and it's shitty.
Getting hot here too, up here in Northeast.
It doesn't get hot there. You have snow.
It's 89 right now, Terry.
The snow season is over, and now we get the California weather.
What are you at right now?
Like 72.
That's great weather.
We're at 89 right now.
Yeah, and it's 6:30 at night.
Well, it's 9:30 over here, good sir.
Whatever.
I'm gonna enjoy summer.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm done with the cold now.
Oh, I just want it cold over there. 70s. Like, why was it so hard to just keep the temperature at 70?
Yeah, Earth was.
Yeah, it's called AC.
Oh, the AC. Ooh.
That's not a TV show.
It's relatively cold.
How cold?
Like 50, bro.
That is 50 degrees hotter
you
than
live in California. That's pretty cold.
50 degrees is cold. That's warm up in these parts. You see people walking around in shorts.
I'm ready for shorts weather. It is shorts weather. I need new shorts. Oh my god, I'm not ready.
I know, I do too.
I never wear shorts.
Loser. Learn to dress well.
Wear jeans.
Yo, okay, I get it. He wears cut-up jeans.
Oh. He's in the Daisy Duke state, so...
I'm a Daisy Dukes.
Those aren't shorts. They're just called Dukes. Got my Dukes on. Gotta go wash my car.
On the Dukes.
Busting out Dukes. This is Duke weather right here. Duke weather. Whitey's busting Dukes.
Guy on the block. Oh, look at that guy.
He wishes everybody else busting Dukes, too.
His Dukes say bitch on him.
Not a thing.
I'm fine.
Whatever.
I was
the popular thing is.
Oh, that guy's Dukes say bitch on him. Badass.
Bitch.
Where'd you get your Dukes?
I made them myself.
Oh. You got rhinestones in them.
One talented dazzling bitch Dukes. Right there. Dazzling Dukes.
Nice shiny gems.
Got a pair that says slut on them too.
As another one says juicy.
Juicy. Big pink rhinestones. Juicy. I get all the ladies with these.
Yeah, right, because they know my Dukes are juicy.
Like, damn, those are some juicy Dukes.
Yep. Same thing with my onesies. Got my onesies, got my Dukes.
You're all set.
Got it all.
Best dressed guy in the East Coast.
Yep. Although East Coast Terry dresses pretty well, too.
Yeah, you got Dukes.
Yeah, East Coast Terry got them Dukes too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say juicy on them, but
oh, he can't afford to bedazzle them.
Nope.
It's very expensive.
He's got a mohawk, for Christ's sake.
You know, during this whole conversation of Dukes and stuff, all I can think about is that Bee Gees song, Staying Alive, playing, and it's like, why is he walking down the street? I can tell by the way I lose my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
He's strutting.
I wonder if that song is on... It's on Spotify. Well, I'll play it now.
Talk about my Dukes.
Now you guys can listen to this as we're talking about Dukes. Well, I don't know. The Duke conversation could be over.
Yeah, I think we kind of concluded the Dukes, but we could just say, like, yeah, Dukes.
That's it.
Yep. My Dukes. And my onesies.
Now I'm just entranced in this song. Why don't we have bands like this anymore?
Because Justin Bieber exists.
Yes, that am true.
Terry, I get like... the stun gun. You know what we gotta do.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna send everybody on my Spotify list this song.
We gotta go indoctrinate them.
This, there we go. This is Bootsy walking down the street.
What is this? This is the slowest walk ever.
Hey, you gotta walk that stuff when you got some Dukes on.
It's summertime.
Someone needs to put Dukes on him.
I'm gonna die.
That is good. You guys interrupted me when I was singing the song to everybody.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm sorry.
You aren't sorry.
I'm not, but I'm sorry.
I'm gonna slow me down.
I wasn't gonna slow you down in those dudes.
Nah, hey, what happened to Alex? He hasn't said anything in forever.
No idea.
He's probably off. I don't know, beating babies.
Sweet.
We're gonna go try and get some Dukes.
He's like, oh shit, I gotta get my Dukes ready. Right now. Summer's on its way.
Summer's on its way.
You don't have to,
so
you ain't shit.
Some Halo 4 stuff leaked out.
Yeah, well, I've been meaning to like find out why everyone's going crazy over Halo 4 lately.
There's not too much. Updated Cortana.
You know, it's going to be amazing from what I hear, and blah, 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 blah. I need to look.
So they're finishing the fight again?
We're going to finish this fight again.
The new Spartan outfits look pretty cool. It's like a mix between the Crisis armor and...
Yeah, it's like slimmer.
Yeah, it has like that like Kevlar look or whatever, or nano suit. Whatever the fuck it is, Under Armour, which looks pretty cool. Apparently, you can aim down the sights now too.
That is very
unlike nice. Everything.
What?
Yeah, everybody seems to be doing the aim down the sight thing.
Alex, do you want to chime in on Halo 4 new
Halo
stuff?
Halo 4, yeah.
Dude,
it looks pretty. I don't give a shit what anyone says.
Gay.
Looks pretty good, but I would, you know.
They actually released some more screenshots of it, and the first screenshot of an Elite from Halo 4.
Yeah, I'm looking at that picture right now.
It looks pretty cool.
If you say so.
And the custom armor, oh, they just look so awesome.
Yeah, this very first screenshot, this guy looks like Crisis guy.
Yep.
The level from...
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's just, that's future. That's what future is going to be like.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't really remind me of Halo very much anymore.
Oh, the helmets do for me. That's kind of like what really kicks it off. The helmets and guns really bring me back into the Halo mode.
Master Chief looks fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's old looking.
Oh, yeah, he always looks fine.
I tell you what. If I was a woman.
Yeah. You don't gotta even be a woman. He still makes you feel like a woman.
Master Chief knows his way around a woman.
Yeah, and a man from time to time.
Too bad he doesn't have a sex drive.
his drivers are out of date.
It's just distracting is all that is. That's why I took it out.
Needs to update his firmware.
That's why they took it out.
He's fine. He can bone some things. He just doesn't know what to bone now is what the thing is.
The thing is, if he does bone something, it's like it would be a train fucking a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
That motherfucker weighs like 2 tons.
Well, he'd take the suit off.
He could.
Do you know how long it takes to get that suit off?
Well, it doesn't have to happen all at once.
You have to have a team of engineers and scientists to get the suit off. You'll see a
team.
Master Chief wants to bang someone. Come on.
All right.
The crew.
Yeah, give it a week.
So why did you want the suit off?
Why don't I show you in this
room? Had to take a dump.
Man, I could take this wicked dump.
So you just spent $1 million in government, state taxes to just,
take a dump.
I got rights.
It's called Dump Crew. They're hired on to do that.
So did you guys see the dump Chief took today?
Like they're just checking out his dumps now.
Oh, Master Chief.
How's your stools?
See the morning dump? Hell yeah.
Boy. Impressive.
never taking him out for Mexican food again.
God. Are we talking about Master Chief dumps?
Why not?
Aren't you curious, like, at all?
Yeah.
Curious how that works.
Dude probably dumps like a truck.
There's probably something in there that just obliterates it before it like even gets anywhere. It's like a little laser right by his butt. And he's just it just atomizes and then like it vents out his ass or something. Like, you know,
so you
little mean. Fan. It probably wouldn't get rid of the smell, so everybody would kind of know.
This is horrible.
God damn it. She took a dump again.
Oh, shit!
It's in
Jesus
my helmet.
Christ, boy, what'd you eat?
It's in my helmet.
It's in my helmet. Help me! Help me! Master Chief's just sitting there giggling. He's like,
Their helmet's just
fat. Come on, guys, knock it off. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. I smell it every day.
Helmet's just filled with puke and they drowned.
This conversation took a turn.
I don't like where it went. I don't think Ryan would be proud of us for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, don't act like he hasn't thought about it either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's thinking about it right now.
Just every day. Wonder what Master Chief's dumps are like.
See, but they show you all these screenshots from the multiplayer. But what about the single player? Dude, they keep that shit locked down.
Well, the thing that drives games is multiplayer. You know, the single player of a game could be fantastic. Halo is usually pretty good with their storylines and stuff like that. But the thing that's going to keep people playing is multiplayer. So that's what the majority of the people
want to see. But a lot of people want to know, where is the Master Chief going? What's happening?
Finishing
what the fuck?
It under wrap.
Yeah.
Like, boiler alert.
They're, of all companies, the Halo group, I say that because they've changed hands a few times, 343 now, they've always been very good at keeping things under wrap. And I think that's good. I think that's smart of them.
Like, yeah, because then you have people like Ryan who, when they announce Halo 4, they will break down in tears.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should just totally pull a prank on him and like make some fake Halo 4 cancellation thing.
He wouldn't believe it for us.
He wouldn't believe it.
He is on top of Halo 4.
He would know.
It's like the first thing he does when he wakes up.
Halo Watch.
You're on Halo Watch with Ryan. With Sniper Goo.
He's got his own podcast for Halo.
It's just him.
Just him.
pulls out a radio DJ voice. Welcome back to Halo Watch. He's got a little coffee mug next to him.
That Halo.
All right, first caller. Here we go.
You're on Halo Watch.
It looks like it's a note from me. To myself, Ryan, make sure to get more. Oh, this is my grocery list. All right, next caller.
You're on Halo Watch.
Why does it always have to be like sexy talk with shit like that while you're by yourself?
Is it sexy? Hey,
welcome back to the Halo Watch in the late hour of the night with Sniper Goo.
Late hour with Sniper Goo.
We're going to talk a little bit about that Under Armour Master Chief, if you know what I mean.
Halo Watch.
Talk about
oh, by the way, I'm hosting a boosting lobby after this.
Next at 11, how big are Master Chief's dumps?
We'll tell you, coming up on Halo Watch.
Stay tuned.
And just plays like the Halo theme music.
Oh, that's the only song he plays. Stop loop.
First commercial comes on. Do you have troubles having boners at night?
What's up? How's your status on boners? Having a hard time getting up? Well, we're going to help you get down.
By getting up.
All right, welcome back to Halo.
How about them boner pills? Thanks for that sponsor.
Hey, thank our sponsor, Boner Pills.
If you have trouble getting up, then you better get down on boner pills.
Then you better get down on boner pills.
Get down, getting up, getting down.
Sometimes to get up, you have to get down with boner pills.
Maximum strength. It always makes medication better when it says like maximum strength. You cannot physically go stronger than this without dying.
You're like, you need a little more. Don't.
Don't think about it.
Strength boner pills. I haven't been flaccid in 5 days.
My boner's still hard. My dick is rock hard. 7 days straight.
I can't sleep.
They work so well, I can't sleep anymore.
There's no comfortable way to lie down.
And then, like, under it, it just says, like, satisfied customer.
I can't take a dump. I don't know how to fit it into the toilet.
How does this work?
I bleed out of my urethra. Thank you, boner pills.
Thank you.
I pissed like a super soaker.
It's like a rifle barrel now. Not a podcast unless we talk about boner pills. I like how we went longer on that than we did actually about Ryan's like Halo cast.
Boner pills is serious biz.
You just gotta get some boner pills.
Team Mongoose.
If you haven't picked up on it by now, the Team Mongoose podcast is sponsored by boner pills.
Sponsored by boner
pills. Buy them.
It's like being fucked by rocks.
Go to bonerpills.com/Team Mongoose.
Make you feel kidney
stone. No, we said you.
All right, now I gotta check it out. Bonerpills.com.
Oh, shit. Order now, it's you a get site. 10% off.
Oh my god, dude, look, it's a site.
No.
Wow, this is a dog on it with a boat.
It's a dog with a big head.
I'm not
Virility EX.
It's not like not safe for work type of site. It's like an actual medication site, but still, but it says bookmark this page
this
right now.
Extends. Extends on, aims it. To help men increase their overall sexual confidence.
I like that one that's just called Free Pills, and then the logo, it just says freepills.com.
Freepills.com.
Big RX Plus. For men who want bigger, harder, longer-lasting erections, there's now Big RX Plus TM.
Maximum strength.
Maximum strength. Big.
Free Pills.
What the hell?
Okay, let's get off of that topic. I'm not going to link that, so you guys can go on your own accord.
To go to bonerpills.com.
Yeah, it's there.
Mongoose. We got to get a sponsor. You think there's going to be a lot of companies who want to sponsor us after talking like 20 minutes about boner pills?
Yeah.
I'm sure the wrong kind of companies would love to.
And if they give us money, who cares, right?
Shitmongers Podcast, somebody. Sponsored by Boner Pills.
I'm sure somebody is up there willing to.
Me too, but so what's up?
Team Mongoose Podcast. Team Mongoose Podcast looking for sponsors. Hit us up.
We'll take anybody.
That'll be a tagline. We're desperate.
We'll take anybody. Just sponsor us, please.
Please.
Just have like a picture of Alex in rags and like sandwich bag.
Help us.
Help me.
Just like, sponsor us. So we gotta like starve Alex for a couple days and take video of with fancy new camera and whatnot.
Yeah, we're pretty popular for being what we are. About 30,000 hits a month. That's sponsor worthy, right?
Ooh, I think so. That's just best. They want 30,001.
Yeah, that's big time though. We'll never hit that. You know, I need to start advertising the podcast on my YouTube channel a few times. Maybe I'll take that whole boner segment and be like, hey, this is what you could be listening to.
This is what you're missing out on.
This is high-quality entertainment that you're missing out on.
Why are you not listening?
Listen to us. Just listen.
You just need somebody to listen.
All right, well.
Fat boner pills.
Get like a little fancy logo.
Bing. We've gone long enough.
Hold up a bottle.
Shut up. I'm trying to end the podcast. I'm trying
it's
to
It's a ruining.
Go play some shoot 'em up bots. Something. Get Alex up and going.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to go play Shoot Mini Robots. If you haven't already got or bought Shoot Mini Robots, the fuck's wrong with you?
Buy it.
Hey, all right. Wait, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I was going to say, I should give out the game to one of the people that listen to the podcast.
The 50th direct message you get on your Twitter, it says boner pills, get it.
I don't want that, though. I don't want 50 tweets towards me talking about boner pills. I know about them, all right? I'm more knowledgeable than all of them.
The first person to podcast. Tweet about boner pills.
No, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah,
come up with something.
We'll come up with something before next week. I'll hold on to it next podcast. So tell your buddies, subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, whatever. Do what you got to do. RSS feeder.
But still spam Kato's direct message inbox of boner pills.
You can't do that. Do it. Not unless I'm following them too.
Oh. Okay.
You can spam.
Then just mention him.
No, Jose. Yeah. At he play cheat. Is it at he play cheat or is it?
It's at he play cheat.
So okay, so like, Skype crashed on us. Tweet Jose about bonerpills.com. It's at he play cheat, and whoever he mentions it to, hopefully he'll bring it up to someone. Is that, no, you know, that's not a good. Just tweet Jose about boner pills. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Next week we'll come up with some way of giving out Shoot Mini Robots. So if you don't already own Shoot Mini Robots, you'll have a chance of getting a copy free from your lovely vegetable over here, Potato. Or Steam. I don't know. It's basically Steam. Steam gave it to me, so. However you want to look at it, Free Copy Shoot Mini Robots next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Team Mongoose Podcast. We'll see you all next week for hopefully another on-time one.
Bye.
Bye.
Now a message by our sponsor.
Boner Pills.
Boner Pills.
BonerPills.com.